Welcome to the November 6th edition of the Keener13.com podcast, celebrating the history of our favorite radio station, WKNR. I'm Scott Westerman from Keener13.com, and on this week's podcast, we celebrate Dick Perton's induction into the Radio Hall of Fame. We'll reveal the identity of the Keener13.com Mystery Michigan Garage Band. We'll hear a classic Keener commercial. We'll talk about the Paul McCartney death hoax, which was amplified to the national stage on WKNR-FM in October of 1969. And we'll play a segment from the Lost RKO television documentary that featured WKNR announcers Russ Gibb and Paul Cannon. All that and a lot more on this week's Keener13.com podcast.
WKNR
plays Keener hit number
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2.
From Keenerland this week, how many of you remember the great Michigan 60s band Terry Knight and the Pack? Well, for Keener fans, that name brings back four musical memories: I Who Have Nothing, This Precious Time, A Change Is on the Way, and Mister, You're a Better Man Than I. Terry Knight was a renaissance man of sorts, starting his career as a disc jockey in Flint, recording with the Pack, and as a solo artist. He was also the driving force behind Grand Funk Railroad. Well, Terry Knight died this week at the age of 61, and here's how the Flint Journal reported the story. Former Grand Funk Railroad manager Terry Knight, a one-time Flint teen idol and semi-legendary local musical figure, was stabbed to death Monday night by his daughter's boyfriend, police said. Knight, who was 61, was found stabbed several times around 10:30 p.m. in an apartment he shared with his daughter and her boyfriend in Temple, Arizona, about 60 miles north of Austin. A former disc jockey from Lapeer, Knight had a colorful life that included local pop stardom, leading Flint's Grand Funk to become one of the biggest rock acts in the world, a friendship with actor Paul Newman, and even rumors that he had entered the Federal Witness Protection Program. In a January 1966 article, the Flint Journal called his group Terry and the Pack, quote, Flint's answer to the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. It included Mark Farner and Don Brewer, later members of Grand Funk. The group drew thousands at shows at Flint's old IMA Auditorium and at Cobo Arena in Detroit. Terry and the Pack broke up in 67, and after a brief solo career, Knight went on to manage Grand Funk. A 1971 Grand Funk show at Shea Stadium in New York sold 50,000 tickets in 3 days, eclipsing a mark set by the Beatles. The relationship soured in 1972 when the band fired Knight, resulting in a bitter legal battle and a multi-million dollar settlement. In 1977, Knight teamed with Paul Newman, a former neighbor in Connecticut, on a Grand Prix racing venture. The reclusive Knight moved out west, prompting rumors that he had entered the Federal Witness Protection Program, stemming from a drug investigation. Knight broke his silence about Grand Funk on a VH1 Behind the Music show, calling the band stupid for firing him 3 months before his contract was set to expire. The settlement forced Grand Funk to give Knight millions in cash and publishing rights. Police are unsure what led to the argument that ended with Knight's death. Donald Fair, age 26, was arraigned on murder charges Tuesday and is being held on $100,000 bond. I looked through my WKNR music library and found several Terry Knight tunes, but let's honor him with this one, which peaked at number 10 the week of April 20th, 1966.
Can you judge a man by the way he wears his hair? Can you read his mind by the clothes that he wears? Or can you see a bad man by the tack on his tie? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important the stories that he tells? And call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive. Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I.
Thank you.
say the color of his skin is the color of his soul. But could you say a man for queen and country, he must die? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than I. Mister, you're a better man than
I. Mister, you're a better man than I, from Terry Knight and the Pack. Number 10 on Keener in April of 1966. Terry Knight died this week at age 61.
WKNR!
Keener!
13!
Well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, this weekend, former WKNR morning man Dick Purton joins NPR's Bob Edwards, WLS's Larry Lujack, Clear Channel's Lowry Mays, and the legendary Walter Winchell as inductees to the Radio Hall of Fame. The induction ceremonies are actually to be broadcast live November 6th at 9 p.m., but the list of stations doing it is small and there's no Detroit affiliate. I'm hoping my Keener13.com compadre, Dr. Steve Edward Schramm, can come up with a CD for us. There's a bunch of information about all the honorees at www.radiohof.com. That's www.radiohof.com, HOF for Hall of Fame. Dick came to Detroit in 1965 from WSAI in Cincinnati, where he had been doing mornings. And the switch to a late-night show, he replaced Bill Phillips on the 10-to-1 shift, was a culture shock, to say the least. Last week, we played an interview segment where he told how that all came about. And this time around, I thought you might enjoy hearing what Dick Purton sounded like at the very beginning of his WKNR career.
Let's live up with Dick Purton. WKNR,
Keener 13. The Dick Purton Show from WKNR, Keener 13, and all that blah, blah, blah. 10:08 WKNR time. More music more often and all that stuff. Let's see, we have a new forecast in. Detroit area weather forecast, it says. Temperature is 67. Oh, wait a minute, how can it be? How could this be new if the thing up on the wall says 60? Once again, I see that the news department has completely fouled up, and although Jim Martin claimed this is a new forecast, it's probably cleared the wire at 7:45. As a matter of fact, 7 p.m. temperature he just brought in. Oh, excuse me, I'm reading the wrong one. I'm so sorry, this one says 10 p.m. Jim, my humble apologies to you, sir. Temperature is indeed 60, wind east-northeast at 6. Let's see, the weather eye, well, I can't read it.
Oh, I just love your aftershave lotion, sir.
How about a kiss, baby?
But I just can't stand your face.
That's pretty good, huh?
Here's a guy that's really got to try.
Bob, after that, I'm ashamed of saying my name.
Keener 13.
As you know, Scott Regan is a song of the survey called A Skateboard Song, because I gave a big contest, and so I had to come into town, and nobody had ever heard of me before. And so I might add that a lot of people in this town still haven't. And so I have invented my own contest called the Picture Contest, which was a very creative title. I found an old manual on radio. So what you do is draw a picture of what you think I look like and send that picture to Picture, WKNR Box 3100, Detroit 13. No, I did it again. You send that story, the picture, I mean the drawing, you send it to Picture, WKNR Box 1300, Detroit 31, Michigan. Do that for me right now, and then the winner gets a cheap Japanese transistor radio, whoever comes the closest to identifying me. I mean, what I look like. You know. This is called Yes, Scott Regan is a Fake, because he got his own contest. I had to make one up. WKNR time. On time, old the time as we swing along and sing a song. Now, tonight is the night we're going to continue our KNR Top 13 Hitline Auto Accidents of the Weekend. We got up to 5 yesterday, and if you have had an auto accident any time today, any time since I signed off last night at 10 o'clock, until this time, or if you're going to have one any time tonight, if you plan an accident or something of that nature, let us hear about it, and we will get a KNR newsman on the scene to record the accident. We'll play the tape recording of the accident, see if it qualifies for a KNR Top 13 Hitline Auto Accident, and good luck. 10:21 WKNR time. The DP get-togethers, a little fancy line I like to use every between now and the hour of 1 o'clock in the morning. This is just like a Sunday. Now, unfortunately, there are many, many accidents. Oh, I started the wrong record.
What?
It's not supposed to be on yet. Just Well, see, you must understand, folks. I don't really have too much understanding of what I am doing here at Radio Wonderful yet. Just a moment here. Just to give you a little insight into what radio is really like, see? You get the record ready, and you sort of back it up, and you get it ready to go. Did you hear this last thing? That is what is known as the, what do they call that in the business?
WKNR, AM, FM, Dearborn. Offices in the Sheridan Cadillac, Detroit.
Thank you. Somebody at the door, maybe it's Tom. Come in, Tom.
Guess what?
Oh.
I just heard someone call you a silly goose.
Oh, it was Jim Martin instead. All right, what'd you do? Did you move this box? Just a moment, folks. Just a moment. Did you do this, Ryan? It's supposed to start a record at the beginning. That's why they have beginning grooves on it, man. And speaking of grooves, is this a groovy tune?
And there you go. Dick Purton on Keener in May of 1965. The latest inductee, class of 2004, in the Radio Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Dick. You can hear Purton's People daily in Detroit on Oldies 104.3 WOMC.
WKNR.
For those of you who are new to podcasting, let me recommend an excellent link that does a great job of discussing the history, the future, and the issues surrounding the podcast phenomenon. It was produced by Australia's ABC radio network, and there's a link to the show on our site at www.keener13.com/podcast. Here's a small segment from the show.
It's a disruptive technology that has traditional broadcasters scrambling to find out what it's all about. In fact, all media are feeling the impact of the new ways to access music, information, services, and journalism. And advertisers, too, are having to think fast. Today, we're trying to keep up with podcasting. The podcasts which you can get at the moment are largely amateur radio, put up as audio files which you can download from your home computer into your iPod or digital MP3 player at no cost and without ads. Supporters are saying it will revolutionise broadcasting and the internet. Critics say it's a fad that will be over by Christmas. The hype and fuss is all about a technology that is less than 3 months old.
Hear more of this outstanding 50-minute Australia ABC Radio Network program at www.keener13.com/podcast. It's a great way to get up to speed on the new thing on the internet.
WKNR Keener 13.
So what are you using to aggregate your podcasts? iPodder.org has three applications, Jaeger, Doppler, and iPodder. I haven't tested the Jaeger application, but I'm running both iPodder and Doppler on my Windows box. Each have strengths and weaknesses. Doppler has a nicer user interface and can import the OPML files that aggregate podcast feeds. iPodder requires that you cut and paste each feed, which is dumped to a flat text file. Doppler allows you to specify how many editions of each podcast you want to keep on the machine. Well, iPodder's lean and mean approach seems to grab everything on the RSS list. Now, both of these apps are first generation, so bugs are part of the reality, and Doppler has a few. The downloads seem to come more slowly with Doppler than my experience with iPodder, and maximizing the tray icon for Doppler doesn't readily display the progress bar. There were instances with Doppler where the feed timed out and I didn't fully get the download. I haven't had that problem yet with iPodder. With application developments happening all the time, expect changes in the current offerings and look for new players to enter the fray as the podcasting concept continues to grow and develop at internet speed. Oops. If you listened to WKNR-FM in October of 1969, you may have heard the historic Russ Gibb program, where Eastern Michigan University student Tom Zarsky first called the station asking about one of the great urban legends of all time, the Paul McCartney is dead story. We have a lot of stuff on Keener13.com on that topic, including interviews with both Russ and Tom, links to some of the scholarly publications on the topic, and a commentary by Ann Arbor disc jockey Larry Monroe discussing who really broke the story on the radio first. For those of you who are uninitiated, the rumors of Paul's untimely death may have had their genesis in a 1966 auto accident where Paul suffered minor injuries. Rolling Stone magazine heard the story as 1968, and by 1969, clues were circulating around college campuses. In the days leading up to the WKNR revelations, there were several published accounts. Tim Harper wrote an article on the subject on September 17th in the Drake University student newspaper. And a similar article appeared in the University of Illinois Campus Daily 6 days later. University of Michigan undergrad Fred Labor heard Russ Gibbs' October 12th broadcast with Tom Czarski. His article, published in the October 14th edition of the Michigan Daily as a record review parody, is often cited as providing the key exposure that helped propel the story beyond the local market. He admitted to Uncle Russ that much of his article was pure fabrication. Well, that didn't stop the juggernaut, and Russ and WKNR-FM are typically credited as the two who launched the Paul is Dead story onto the national stage. And so it happened that the RKO television station group decided to produce a documentary on the story and invited Russ, Fred Labor, and Keener's Paul Cannon to Los Angeles to be cross-examined in a mock courtroom setting by noted attorney F. Lee Bailey. That television show ran on RKO stations across the country, and soon thereafter, all copies of the show disappeared. The program is considered the holy grail for Paul is Dead researchers and is the most wanted piece of WKNR memorabilia ever. Well, fast forward with me now to earlier this summer when I received a remarkable letter from Andrew Reeve. Andrew's book, Turn Me On, Dead Man, The Complete Story of the Paul McCartney Death Hoax, is the quintessential telling of the McCartney tale. Andrew has recently updated and expanded the book with material from the Keener13.com website, and in return for our contributions, he sent us a remarkable recording of the audio track of the RKO television program. We'll be posting clips from the show on the site over the next few weeks, but I wanted to premiere a piece of it here right now for you on the Keener13.com podcast. You'll quickly realize that it was recorded off of a television speaker. The CRT hum is unmistakable. And WKNR-FM fans will recognize the familiar voice of Uncle Russ Gibb answering F. Lee Bailey's cross-examination.
Would you tell us your name, please, sir?
Russ Gibb.
And where do you live, Mr. Gibbs?
Detroit, Michigan.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a disc jockey on an underground radio station called WKNR-FM.
Calling your attention to the 12th day of October of this year, 1969, Mr. Gibbs, in the afternoon, were you on duty and on the air?
Yes, sir.
And did you receive a phone call from a listener about Paul McCartney, the Beatles singer?
Yes, sir, I did.
I draw your attention now to this reel of tape before me on the recorder and ask you if you can identify it.
It looks like the tape that was taken off our log. We have to log all programming.
Does it reproduce the conversation about McCartney?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hello, Tom. What's going on?
I go to school, Dad.
Is this your radio on?
Yeah,
turn it off now, because you're going to see that.
I was going to rap with you about McCartney being dead. What is this all about?
The witness, Mr. Gibbs, has made a suggestion of death, the death of this man, Paul McCartney. And others think that they may have some clues that Mr. McCartney is in fact dead, has been for some time, and that his associates, the Beatles, are constantly trying to inform us of that fact. On the other hand, those who claim to be close to the Beatles say there's nothing at all to it, that Paul is very much alive and nobody ever tried to suggest anything. We'll hear from those witnesses and hear what they have to say. There is no judge in this case because you're the judge. So hop into the chair, listen to the evidence, and decide whether Paul McCartney is dead, and if he is not dead, whether somebody is trying to persuade us that he is, and if so, for what reason.
That was a segment from the RKO television production of the Paul McCartney Death Rumor with attorney F. Lee Bailey and WKNR-FM's Russ Gibb. Watch Keener13.com over the next few weeks for more highlights from the show, and be sure to order your copy of Andrew Reeve's updated and expanded edition of Turn Me On, Dead Man, The Complete Story of the Paul McCartney Death Hoax. It's available right now online at www.authorhouse.com. That's www.authorhouse.com.
WKNR.
Gene Marolas. Oh, what a great, great guy. Gene Marolas. He's got some real goodbyes on Ford Road just west of Merriman. That's where money-saving deals begin.
Welcome to Marola Chevrolet. Could I help you?
Yes. I'm looking for a foreign car.
Well, how about this new Chevrolet?
That's a foreign car?
Yeah, four in the front, four in the back.
Gene Marolas, what a great, great guy.
Remember that classic Keener commercial? Well, there are certain sounds that just bring us back to the Keener era, and a Marola Chevrolet spot is one of them. Here's a trivia question. Who was the hardworking Marola Chevrolet salesperson featured in so many of those ads? Well, if you answered Ernie, you're the Keener word of the day.
WKNR.
This past week on the Keener13.com website, we've been featuring a Name That Band contest. There's a picture of four guys looking very 60s with the hair, the turtlenecks, and the V-neck sweaters. It's a photo sent to us by Richard Renke, whose mom was the famous Detroit doo-wop singer Betty Jean. We'll be profiling Betty Jean on the Keener13.com site in the near future. But as we were talking with Richard about his WKNR memories, he told us about this rare publicity shot of our mystery band. For those of you who haven't guessed yet, here are a few clues. The band had one hit on WKNR, which went to number 15 after a six-week chart run. At their peak, they opened for the likes of the Dave Clark Five and Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, and their second single was a cover of a famous recording by The Byrds. Like many Detroit-area bands of the day, they cut a custom version of their Keener hit for WKNR DJ Scott Regan. And, of course, we have that rarity for you right now on the Keener podcast. We'll tell you the band's name after we hear their one and only Keener hit.
All the people in this town, they have a lot of fun. They listen to Scott Regan's show.
The other title of that Keener one-hit wonder was We Gotta Go, and the name of our WKNR mystery band is The Shy Guys. Comprised of guitarists Ron Lefko and Stu Howard, bassist Marty Lewis, and drummer Mark Finn, this Oak Park group went to number 15 in 1966 with We Gotta Go. Their follow-up was a cover of The Byrds' Feel a Whole Lot Better, which failed to have the same chart success. We'll post the full picture of the Shy Guys on the site this week, and special thanks again to Richard Renke for sharing a piece of WKNR history with Keener13.com. From the mailbag, dear Keener13.com, I was a teenage Keener correspondent from Redford Union High School during the 64 to 65 and 65 to 66 school year. And it was basically because of, now I can say it, nepotism. I became a great and fast friend with Swingin' Sweeney, Bill the Red Vest Phillips, Bill Button was the coolest, and I loved giving Gary Stevens a hard time about how great the Rolling Stones were. If I could, I'd ask him if he remembers the day he came out from the station after work and found Rolling Stone stickers all over his car, the ones that had to be licked to stick. And needless to say, we didn't speak to each other for a long, long time. Where did my date Dave and I go after the prom? But over to WKNR. But it was no longer fun and cool. They wouldn't even let us in the door, but Scott Regan did dedicate a song for us. I have a cigar box full of Keener music lists. I've got my Keener pens for being a correspondent and for winning a few mishmash contests. I've got my Think Summer button and all my autographed photos of the guys. Things I will never part with because Keener was the coolest. That's Chris Nicholson. Thank you, Chris. Congratulations to Keener fan Frank Hart, whose son Michael was on the air at WUOB-AM playing Athens Album Alternative on Friday. Frank, send us an air check and we'll play a piece in the podcast. Send your feedback, comments, complaints, and loose change to curator@keener13.com. That's curator@keener13.com. We'd love to hear from you. And that's how the world looks this week through the rose-colored glasses we wear every time we think of our favorite Detroit 60s radio station. You can find everything Keener right now on the web at www.keener13.com, including the keener13.com weblog, where we blather about whatever happens to be on our mind any given day. Grab the XML file off of the site and plug it into your favorite podcast aggregator, and you'll never miss a show. We'll try this one again next week. And until then, Scott Westerman saying thanks for listening.
Is it true what the people say about the way things are going today? That the young generation is bad, that the purity has all been had, that the poets don't know how to rhyme, that the children are ahead of their time, that the speakers don't know what to say, that the seekers have all lost their way. Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it.
Don't believe it. Fathers cry when they hear their sons and daughters lie. If the books of a nation burn in the fires of a nation that won't learn. If you think you've already been told that you'll never live to grow old. If you play their game but never win, and you feel like you've got to give in. Don't believe it.
Don't believe
it. No, don't. Sound of feet that are marching near. If the eyes of the people see that the sound comes from you and from me. If the shouts of the young men ring and the voices of the young girls sing. If the hearts of the children cry to take control. There's a change on the way.